理课堂听 class.com。
Well, Macmillan presents Tuning in the USA.
Today on Tuning in the USA, Dr. Philip Stewart takes his wife Ellen for a rowboat ride. They are having fun, but something is on Philip's mind. Many of his young patients spend most of their afternoons at home watching television. Better ways to spend time after school. As Ellen and Philip talk about the problem, Ellen gets an idea.
Row, row, row your boat, okay? Gently down the stream.
Row, row your boat.
Merrily, 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 merrily.
Ellen, I've missed my line.
Who cares? It's a wonderful afternoon, Philip. You had a wonderful idea. What made you think of renting a rowboat?
A beautiful day, a beautiful wife, a beautiful song.
A beautiful song. You have something on your mind, Philip.
Yes, I do. I had a patient yesterday. Do you remember Ben Tinker?
Of course. I know Ben. He's in your office quite often.
That's right. First, he has a cold. Then, a sore throat. Nothing really serious. But he's always sick.
Something must be wrong.
Yes. A boy sits home and watches television every afternoon. He needs to be more active.
What do his parents say?
They both have to work all day. They can't be with him in the afternoon. It's unhealthy to sit inside every day. Children should be outside, running around. Children need something to do after school.
Our children were lucky. I was at home to take care of them.
You taught them music, and you went for nature walks.
Yes, but now, in most families, the fathers and the mothers have to work. Maybe the state government could do something.
Do you think we could do something about it?
You know, I can do something. I can start a committee. We can talk to people about the problem and ask them to sign their names on a petition. The petition could ask the state government to give money for afternoon programs in the schools.
After school programs. Now, that sounds good.
Yes. There should be organized activities. Art, drama, sports and games. Of course, music.
That's it. That's the answer to Ben's problem. After school activities are much better than television.
And active children will stay strong and healthy.
Right. And what do healthy children mean to a doctor?
Tell me, doctor.
Well, maybe I can take an afternoon off from work, and you and I can rent another rowboat.
Ah, life on the water. So romantic. So peaceful. But we have work to do. Listen to this.
Our children were lucky. I was at home to take care of them.
You taught them music and you went for nature walks.
Yes, but now, in most families, the fathers and the mothers have to work.
Ellen is right. More women in the United States are working now. In many families, both fathers and mothers are away from home all day. The children have to find something to do in the afternoon after school. What do the children do? Americans are facing this question today. What do the children do after school in your country?
And now, Act Two.
Thank you.
This time, on Tuning In the USA, Ellen Stewart is in a large shopping center in Riverdale, New York. She sits in the shopping center at a small table, talking to the shoppers. She wants them to stop and sign their names to a petition. The petition is a letter to Ellen's local state government representative. The petition asks the state government to give money for afternoon activities in schools.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
I'm Ellen Stewart. Could you sign your name to our petition?
Maybe. I have to read it first.
Please do. It's about after-school programs for children with working parents.
Dear Representative Alvarez.
He's our local representative to the state government.
Yes, I know. We are a group of citizens concerned about our children. After-school programs. That sounds very good.
Do you have children?
I have two, a boy and a girl.
Do you need a program for them to go to after school?
Yes. Both my wife and I work full-time. This is a very good idea. We need this. Where do I sign?
Right here. Hey, Pete. Hi.
Oh, Donna. Hi.
What are you doing here?
I'm signing a petition. It asks for after-school programs for children.
Well, I agree with that idea. Our committee thinks children watch too much television. They need to be active. You're right. This petition is for our local government representative. I think there are going to be a lot of names. So maybe he'll try to get the state government to help.
I hope so. I'll sign my name.
Thank you. We need lots of signatures.
I think you'll get them. Good luck.
Thank you. And goodbye. Oh, sir, may I bother you?
Yes.
I have a petition. It asks Representative Alvarez to get more money from the state government for education.
I'm very interested in your petition, but I'm afraid I cannot sign it.
Well, will you please read it? Then decide.
Hi, Mom.
Robbie, what are you doing here?
I'm going to the video store. It's just a few stores away. Oh, hello. Nice to see you again, sir.
Do you know me?
You came to Riverdale High School. I interviewed you for the school newspaper.
I remember now. Robbie?
Robbie Stewart.
Is this your mother?
Yes. I'm sorry. I thought you knew each other. This is my mother, Ellen Stewart.
How do you do, Mrs. Stewart?
You do look familiar. I didn't get your name.
Mom, this is Representative Alvarez.
You're Representative Alvarez? How do you do?
Ellen is getting a lot of signatures for her petition. How did she ask people to sign? Did she say, "Stop and sign this"? No. First, she said,
"Excuse me, sir."
Yes?
Could you sign your name to our petition?
Now, imagine this. You're in a strange city. You want to find the railroad station. I am walking by. What do you say first?
Excuse me, sir.
That's right. Then what do you say? Remember, you want to find the railroad station.
Could you tell me?
Could you tell me the way to the railroad station?
It's right over there. So, today we studied one way to ask someone for something. Bye.